and I'm going to grimace and say what is happening to the ministry in India. Our message time this morning will contain three videos. These videos were produced by John Peter's ministry team, and they're really excellent. They will help us to understand or renew and review what United Evangelical Mission India does. Now, how many of you present right now would with a raise of hand say this is the first time that you have seen or heard John Peter? If you've never seen or heard John Peter, lift them high. Okay. Keep them up. Okay. So I'm guessing that we are about 40% or so new, which is really exciting. We'll do the same. A quick story from me. We have mission partners, and a mission partner is defined as a gospel-presenting mission agency that Christ the Shepherd has a partnership where we go to them and they come to us so that there is a mutual edification, mutual support, and love that develops. And it is our common love of the Lord Jesus that creates this desire to love and support and be partnering in terms of sharing the gospel as Jesus has commanded his people to do. And of course, we have a responsibility here with our own lives to make Jesus known in our culture. And I am really proud and excited that John Peter's mission does the same in India. Now, we have these mission partners. It is the Holy Spirit that has connected us to each one of our mission partners, five of them. Everyone has a story. Once Christ the Shepherd met in the great room of our Open Arms Children's Ministry building. You know that great room. And it so happened that while we were a fledgling congregation in that great room, two people fell in love by the name of Bob and Carlene, right here. And as they determined that they would be married, they asked an LCMS pastor by the name of Don Miles to come here and perform the wedding. And I think I assisted a little bit in that. And that was when I met Don Miles, a pastor, first in New York and then in Colorado. And Don, at a conference, had, by the Holy Spirit's own plan, met a young Indian man who was here in the States because God had laid on his heart to get the gospel of Jesus Christ to his own people and country, but he wasn't sure how to go about it. And out of that meeting came slowly the growth of an organization in the United States of which we are now part of, and I'm on the board of directors of India Transformed. India Transformed is the U.S. mission organization that supports United Evangelical Mission India with prayer, participation, and funding. And it was meeting Don Miles and getting to know him that I got to know about this mission organization going on, and we were invited by the Holy Spirit to participate, and we have been for the last 20 years. So you're probably the oldest mission partner that we have at Christ the Shepherd. Welcome.
Thank you.
please, if you'd like to say a few words before our first video.
Well, I want to certainly thank the CTES for the open door and open arms to receive the United Evangelical Mission India Ministries. And I want to salute many of you who've been part of this mission for the way in which you have responded for the gospel of Jesus Christ and for the love that you share with many, many children, women, and CTC, the Community Transformation Center, church planters. And their hearts are filled with joy and gratitude and thanks for what's happened to them and with everyone else. They want me to communicate the joy and the gratitude and thanks. So I come here to salute each one of you for the love that you poured. God's love in your heart that's been shared to people across India. Thank you so much, Pastor.
We would like to share with you those three videos. United Evangelical Mission India has an anchor ministry, and it is called Community Transformation Centers. And you're about ready to see what a CTC is about in this video. Gentlemen, please.
India, a diverse land of 1.3 billion people, is the world's largest democracy. It has 29 states, 29 languages, with 55 recognized political parties. 400 million middle-class educated people live in major towns and cities. 70% live in the villages. India is home to 79.8% Hindus, 14.2% Muslims, and 2.3% Christians. India has 2,153 people groups to be reached with the gospel of Jesus Christ. India Transformed is committed to empower the grassroots and transform the communities with the love of Christ. The mission moved and expanded with three major ministries that are Community Transformation Center, New Life to Children, and Talitha Kumi. Community Transformation Center is a Bible school, mission base, and vocational training all rolled into one. CTC is committed to empower the grassroots to bring about spiritual and socio-economic transformation in a chosen geographic location within a span of 2 years. To achieve this, India Transformed enters into a partnership with a local church. 12 committed individuals are selected and commissioned to undergo the 2-year CTC program. At the time of inauguration, these 12 church planters receive gospel wheels to enable them to reach various villages. The 2-year CTC is divided into 6 terms. Each term consists of 4 months. In the first month of each term, the church planters come together for residential classes. A carefully selected curriculum is taught by well-trained and experienced tutors during the 1-month residential classes. Reaching families and individuals with the gospel of Christ is the main focus of CTC. Each church planter takes the gospel to 2,000 families in a span of 2 years. New believers gather weekly to study God's word, pray, fellowship, and worship the living God. New believers are baptized and are received into the body of Christ as worshiping, communicant, and contributing members. During the second year, each church planter trains 30 of their believers in literacy and vocational skills. This training helps them to be economically self-supportive and also support their church planter. After 2 years, the church planters graduate and are commissioned to go and make disciples, establish spiritually multiplying churches. As per the World Watch List 2018, India is ranked number 11 on the persecution ranking. This brings India into the extreme persecution category. About 15 Christians are attacked every week in India for their faith. Churches are being destroyed, Bibles burnt, and lives of believers endangered. In spite of these adverse conditions, India Transformed has reached 40 districts with the gospel of Christ. 8.7 million people have heard the gospel, 1,368 church planters trained, and 886 churches are active. By the end of 2020, India Transformed envisions to reach 707 districts in the 29 states of India with the gospel of Christ by training and placing one church planter in every district. This means India Transformed envisions to establish 58 CTCs. Every church planter will mentor 5 disciples in the first year, who in turn will do the same with 5 disciples each in the next year, and the spiritual multiplication of disciple making will continue. We thank God for your faithful partnership, prayers, and financial support in reaching India at such a time as this.
That's the anchor of the mission. And as you can see, it's just aligned with our mission as a congregation, and that is to make Jesus known to the people in our area. The difference is that we have such richly established ways of preparing pastors, and we have a culture, although more and more resistant to the church, it's nothing like what we find in India. And so there's two pictures that I'd like you to comment on. And the first one is that line of CTC pastors with a book and a bike. Tell us a little bit about that.
CTC has 12 young brothers and sisters who are excited to go and evangelize a specific geographical area where there are not less than 2,000 non-Christian families. So they devote themselves to go and preach the gospel, tapping on doors and preaching the gospel in a street corner where people come and hear about Jesus Christ. And they go to places on gospel wheels, what we call it as the bicycles, and because it makes it very easy for them, and we keep the technology to their level so that it's not expensive, and it's one of the cost-effective ways of doing ministry in India. CTC, the Community Transformation Center, is one of the most effective programs in India today because it's all done by the national workers who speak their own language and who go to their own people group, which is very effective in terms of it is actually a persecution-proof ministry that these people are involved in.
Yeah, The kind of beautiful thing about the Community Transformation Center is that it starts with the gospel, which leads to literacy programs. Christianity has always raised the level of education wherever it spread. From there, there are vocational opportunities for the new congregants to participate in, where they can also increase their economic status. It's a beautiful thing. And then that becomes a self-supporting congregation. Now, there's one other aspect before we push on. The pictures that we saw of churches burning, of pastors beaten, is a reality right now. What's happening in the political, national area of India that is giving rise to this?
Well, friends, please pray for India. India is in the rise of persecution. As you saw, In the World Watch List, the Open Door Ministries put out every year, India is in the 11th place. It was in the 67th place 3 years ago. And they've moved India to 11th place. That means it's the most persecuted area. If you saw a picture of that, it's all colored with saffron. All of India. And my heart cries for this nation. Mr. Modi, our Prime Minister, was elected in 2013. Since then, he came with the agenda of development. But the moment he became the Prime Minister, it's not so. When you see different parts of India in a very troubled state. See, these people are Brahmins, high caste, who believe in karma. Karma is all actions of the previous life is what I'm today. So who am I to change the destiny of a low caste person? Because God made them that way and they have to die. There is no way that you can change the destiny. It's very sad to see these low caste people have been suppressed, troubled, leave alone the low caste. They come after Christians, and their agenda is to make India a Hindu nation. They want to change the constitution. So out of 29 states, 21 states, the BJP is in power. And they have raised the persecution level to that extent, the fringe groups, about 100 of their affiliates who go to different areas of India, beat up the pastors, stop the believers going to church, they stone them to death, and they go from village to village saying, Ghar Vapsi, homecoming. Every India person who's born in India should be called as Hindus. Because Christians have many countries. Hindus don't have any other country except India. So India is for Hindus, no other religion. And if you do not come back when we ask you to, then we'll start persecuting. We'll beat you up. We'll cut your fingers. We'll give you a chance. We'll cut your legs. And finally, we'll put you to death. But I'm so glad amidst all of that, the joy is to see some of these Christians who are standing for their faith. And just like Paul says, who can separate us from the love of Christ? Mm. It's not so much saying, it's I don't want to quit Christ, but Christ's love is in us, who's enabling us to stand bold for his faith. Thank you, Jesus. For his faith being revealed in and through us, that he is doing the work. And so much so, I'm asking the churches, brothers and sisters, not to pray that India would be protected from persecution, but pray that these believers will stand firm in their faith and press on. As they do that, millions are going to come to Christ. For the boldness that comes from the Holy Spirit. Ask that the Holy Spirit will fall on India Christians, brothers and sisters. And that's going to change the nation of India. Time has come. Persecution has been since the time of Jesus and 12 disciples who faced persecution. And that's nothing new. So please pray for India that God would empower these 12 brothers and sisters, not only just the 12 brothers and sisters, but every believer ought to become disciples of Jesus Christ. And they will be empowered by the Holy Spirit. They will go. They will boldly keep their hands and pray for the sick and pray for the hurting. Pray for those people who are possessed by the demons. This might be new to you, but you came to India. You'd see the power of God in operation.
As we go march into the villages, you see people falling down. We wonder why and ask them, they're manifesting by the evil spirits. And they speak and say, oh, don't come near me. Jesus is with you. Please don't come near me. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that He is our Lord. Mm. What a great joy. Mm. And thank you, Jesus, for these 12 brothers who go out and preach the gospel. The big hue and cry about BJP is, oh, you guys are going and inducing people and converting them. And you're alluring people by the offers of help. And that's why CTC is so interesting, that CTC focuses on just preaching the gospel in the first year. And when people have come to Christ, these are new believing community. And we focus on changing the new believing community, empowering them to become self-sufficient so that they can be a part of giving to the church and have a great vision and a healthy lifestyle that will be a great testimony in this world of shining Jesus' light in and through their life. So thank you, friends, for your love and partnership, which has enabled UEM to train these 12 excited brothers and sisters and to make them the light of the world to shine in a place like India, which is filled with darkness. Thank you.
In the face of this persecution you saw in the video, there's a vision to keep pressing forward in all 29 states and then divide it into districts. It's wonderful. As John Peter began this ministry decades ago with the first CTC, of which there are many, many, many now, he came upon children who were orphans in the streets. This next video talks about that.
In the words of the former President of India, the late APJ Abdul Kalam, you have to dream before your dreams can come true. But for most of the children in India, their dreams are shattered because of the rampant poverty and illiteracy. India, the second most populous country in the world, has a population of 1.3 billion. 61% of India's population, which is 800 million people, earns less than $2 a day. In India alone, 3,000 children die every day due to malnutrition. According to UNICEF, 28 million children aged between 6 and 14 work as child laborers in hazardous conditions. Nearly 18 million children live on the streets, railway platforms, and bus stations, homeless and without hope. India Transformed, through its New Life to Children program, engages its sponsors and partners to help the children at risk by providing basic necessities such as food, clothing, medical care, education, and helps them find eternal values through biblical teachings. Community-based childcare is a program for the poor and underprivileged children in a given community where the children come to the childcare centers during the day for a time of prayer and devotion, attend school, are provided extra tuitions, food, and then return to their parental huts in the evening. The objective of the community-based childcare program is to bring about a transformation in a community by caring for the children. India Transformed is all about mending broken dreams and renewing lives by helping these children to realize their potentials with an assurance of eternal life through Jesus Christ. Since its inception, more than 5,000 children have benefited from the child sponsorship program. Yet, there is so much more to do. Sponsorship brings about a positive difference in the lives of these children, who otherwise would have had a very bleak life with often no hope for the future. We thank all our sponsors and ministry partners who help us enable these children to dream dreams and dream them big. The investment made in the lives of these children will last a lifetime and beyond. Thank you.
It's a beautiful ministry spread now in various cities and villages in India. And one of the things that I thought was so cute when the first time I went is that these children call John Peter uncle. And it's a term of endearment. And they're just thankful and respectful. One of the things we want you to know is that India Transformed seeks sponsors for individual children. And Bonnie and I, for instance, sponsor a child, a girl. And we have been doing that for a long time, not this particular one, because when they graduate, we get a new one. And our first one was a boy, and that's a blue sheet. This time we wanted a girl, so we took a pink sheet. I would just like, we always ask, but we're also very blessed. I just ask that you might consider a monthly sponsorship. What does a monthly sponsorship cost?
$39.
$39 a month. It's not a lot of money. There's correspondence between our child and ourselves. We did just provide an extra gift of $20 for her birthday. But really, it's just that $39 on a consistent level. And you get a chance to participate without having to be there, which it's a kind of an arduous journey to get to India. But you start to get to know your child by picture, by correspondence, by prayer. It's just a marvelous opportunity to participate. The main thing I would say in this, and I know you'd agree, is that these children are introduced to Jesus. And we now have, and we're trying to get, some of the graduates who have come up as orphans through this ministry to come to the United States and present. But right now it's very difficult to get visas. We hope this happens in the near future. John Peter will be in the back afterwards. If you'd just like to look, I'd encourage you to consider, is there room in your budget at this point for $39 extra a month? There's one more ministry we want to show a video on. What is it?
That's the Talitha Kumi Women's Ministry.
What does that mean?
It means women, as Jesus saying, women, I say unto thee, arise.
Yeah. And this was another outgrowth of the anchor, the CTCs.
Yes. And we have the battered women who've been abused and beaten by their husbands because they didn't bring a dowry when they got married. And they would go and get married to another one. So they are abandoned with the children of two or three. And there is absolutely no hope in India because these are all illiterate women who have absolutely no hope to stand on their own. And that's when UEM invites them to be a part of Talitha Kumi Women's Ministry, and they all, learn a skill, not just the skill, but learn about the eternal hope, Jesus Christ. That's the greatest joy, to see them transform, not only just physically, but spiritually. And these women, after 6 months of their training, go and work full-time in a garment factory, earning 7,000 rupees. When they started, zero money they made. And this is like, wow. The Lord has opened a big door for them to have a living. And now they can have a house, small house set up, and they are functional, living in society, but also a great testimony for Jesus Christ. 50% of these people get baptized in the Talitha Kumi centers. And then additional 30% are secret believers. That means they just get, receive Jesus, but because of the fear of society, they would not give themselves in baptism. So
I thank the Lord. And friends, keep praying that these people will stand boldly and be baptized. And even if it is in a secret way of getting baptized, and that's my point, and I'm pressing on that every person will stand and witness that Jesus Christ is the Lord, because God called us to be witnesses. And we got to boldly witness about Jesus Christ without shame, without fear, because the Holy Spirit empowers people to do that. So keep praying, friends, for India, for Talitha Kumi.
Let's close up with that video. It's good to see.
In India, every 26 minutes, a woman is molested. Every 34 minutes, a rape takes place. Every 42 minutes, a sexual harassment incident occurs. Every 43 minutes, a woman is kidnapped. Every 93 minutes, a woman is burnt to death over dowry. 40% of married women suffer physical abuse every day. The reasons attributed are lack of education, lack of access to healthcare facilities and basic human rights, harmful practices, and lack of access to economic resources. Mrs. Joycelyn Peter was moved by the plight of such abused women when they came to her beaten and bruised. She, along with her husband, John Peter Kirubagaran, with a strong belief to give a woman the right to live with dignity, started an empowerment program for women in the year 2002 called Talitha Kumi, which means Young Woman Arise. The aim of Talitha Kumi is to train women in tailoring and other skills to make them self-sufficient and earn an individual income, thus ensuring all-round development and nurturing of the family. It aims to instill confidence in them so that they too can stand on their own feet and have a purpose in life. India Transformed runs 5 tailoring centers at Bangalore, Nellore, Agra, Manaparai, and Dehradun. 20 women in each center undergo a 6-month training program. The women belong to the grassroots, Dalits, and other backward classes. Trained tutors impart these skills to make them proficient. At the end of the training period, theory and practical exams are conducted and certificates awarded. This certificate enables the woman to find a job either in garment factories, tailoring outlets, or to work from home depending on their family circumstances. Each day at Talitha Kumi begins with a time spent in devotions. The women are taught songs of praise and worship in their native language. Scripture portions are read and explained to them. God's saving grace is made known to them, and time is spent in praying together for their own families, for India Transformed, and especially for their sponsors. After this, the classes begin. Talitha Kumi has trained 1,357 women so far in different skills such as pickle making, doll making, and tailoring. About 95% of the women trained are now working. 70% work in garment factories and 25% work from home. Looking at the religion-wise percentage of women trained, 85% come from the Hindu faith, 10% are Muslims, and 5% are Christians. Out of the women trained, 50% of them have accepted Christ and taken baptism. 35% of them are secret believers, that is, they have accepted Christ but are not able to take baptism because of harassment by the family and pressures from the community they live in. For these women, the painful past has become a distant shadow. The new life provided to them by Talitha Kumi has made them confident with a promise and hope for the future. Their tears have turned into smiles. Thank you for partnering with us on this wonderful journey of faith.
Well, it's time for us to arise, John Peter.
Thank you.
And if I could have that, I'm going to pray with you. You know, I think I told you that this shirt was tailored by one of those women. Yeah. And gifted to each board of director member. So I just wear this and thank God for the ministry that allowed a destitute woman to find Jesus and to find purpose in life. Let's pray. Oh, Father God, we thank you for giving us your own Son. And from that gifting, you have raised up a people who gift. A people who have been blessed to bless. The people who have heard the voice of Jesus and now speak the voice of Jesus. Pray, Lord Jesus, for your church around the world, but especially today, the church that is arising in India. We ask for your favor upon the work of United Evangelical Mission and every mission in India. In the face of pressure and persecution, we thank you that there is joy. A joy that cannot be extinguished by the threats of man, the violence of man. We pray, O Lord, that you would give to John Peter continued vision and strength, encouragement and support for the ministry of United Evangelical Mission. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Good to have you with us, brother.
Thank you.
I invite our worship team to come forward, our ushers to come forward, for you to rise as we prepare to celebrate Holy Communion.